Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it is time for the Clips of the Week. Do you want to kick us off, Andy?
Yeah, I'd love to. And we begin with a caller to drive.
Dylan is a Portsmouth fan. He's up next. Hi, Dylan.
Hello.
Oh, that's no way to answer the... Hello. Hello, Dylan. That's no way to answer the phone, is it?
Well, my name's Dan.
Oh, maybe that's understandable. Then.
That's why I didn't answer, really.
That's probably exactly what it was. Hello? So, staying with Drive, QPR striker Charlie Austin co-hosted with Andy Goldstein this week, and he encountered a tricky script.
Man City have employed rocket scientists in an attempt to gain an advantage of their rivals. The former astrophysicist has employed by the club as lead artificial scientist in January. Each of the new appointments will work with the club's data analyst.
You happy with that?
Yeah.
A data analyst. Really? We all need a data analyst, don't we?
I'm glad he's happy with it. Yeah. That's brilliant. Anyway, this is Alex Crook discussing the test events for crowds.
The government are compiling a list of key test events anyway that are going to be used across the sporting summer ahead of the return of wholesale supporters.
I think we all have wholesale supporters, don't we, really?
Yeah, I always pay retail for mine.
Yeah, retail Rovers, they absolutely hate them, the wholesale supporters. They boo whenever they run out. And here's the England Rugby World Cup winner, Matt Dawson, on our show last week.
The Lions would have done plenty of research on this. They will be through things with a fine-tooth comb as to what is going to be safe, first and foremost.
Did he say first and foremost?
First and foremost.
He did. He said first and foremost. Yeah. It probably means something in rugby jargon. I don't know first and foremost. But it sounds like a name from Toast, doesn't it? First and foremost. This is Mark Saggers at Bournemouth versus Southampton.
An opportunity for Jonathan Woodgate now that he's in charge of Bournemouth. I don't know whether the Bournemouth Both is a fan of Shakespeare.
The Bournemouth Both. Yeah,
Shakespeare.
It was a bit deepest depth in the Allen envelope, wasn't it, really?
It was, really, yeah. Is it me or is it
yes,
you?
Yes, it's no, you. It's
me.
Yeah.
It's me. Now, England played San Marino last night, but it seems a few of the TalkSport presenters thought they were playing Spurs.
You think you know the 11, is that right?
Well, only as much as anyone else, but I think against San Marino...
Wouldn't we want a fit and focus? Do we want Harry Kane injured against San Marino?
The Nations League, Jim, has been... You know, a lot of people complaining about San Marino.
San Marino, that's right.
Yeah, Jose Mourinho wasn't happy about it.
But he was gutted. Yeah, absolutely. This is newsreader Fern Bausch with a good-ish recovery.
8 more John Lewis stores are set to close, putting almost 1,500 jobs at risk. Around 1,000 Rolls racks last year when another 8 sites shut.
8 sites shut. It's not easy.
Don't put that in your script.
Yes, just you're 8 asking for trouble, branches Rick. Shut, I would have gone with, just in case.
I think so, definitely. Yeah. Here's a caller to Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues with a romantic tale.
Yeah.
I got married last year. We were meant to have a honeymoon in New York, and I was going to take a rod with me and go fishing in Central Park, try and catch a bass.
I'll give it 6 months. Of course not. Of course not. She knows he's a fisherman. She'll forgive him anything. Now, this is Kate Partridge watching Reading versus QPR.
Reading, just a couple of minutes ago, thought they'd had an equaliser. A Michael Ali's corner, after a lot of footwork pinging to it across the goal that Just 1 second, he's coming for an attack in here. There's Matey. He's in on goal. No, that, oh, could he put the goal? No, has he gone through the net? It has!
Could somebody transcribe that for us?
Yes, he has, was it clear?
He has. He got a bit Norman Collier. It's like the mic was breaking up. Wasn't it at one point? It's like getting a phone call from Gordon Taylor on his mobile. And next then.
Oh, is it me? Yes, it's an example of the curse of the co-commentator from Wembley last night with Jim Proudfoot and Stuart Pearce.
It's all very neat and tidy between Foden and Trippier again, Manchester City present and past.
I think, Jim, we've just seen there probably why England might not get as many goals in this second half.
Chilwell finds Lingard and it's tapped in by Calvert-Lewin.
It's always the way, isn't it? Always the way as soon as you say anything about it. Yeah. In goes the goal. Actually, earlier in the week, Mark Saggers was previewing that international and said this.
Dean, it's been great to have you with us as well.
Pleasure.
Real
pleasure
game. It's a proper cup tie and really enjoyable right the way through. Jim will be back next with us on Talk Sport Thursday night at Wembley.
Absolutely.
With Stuart Piss.
Stuart who? Stuart who? We won't dwell on that for too long.
And finally, it's Jim White chatting to co-host Simon Jordan.
They didn't have a lot of appetite for getting in front of or listening to England against San Marino. Do you have sympathy there?
Yeah, there was a little bit at the end there that did actually remind us of something.
Come on and do the conga. It's conga night for sure.
There we are. Jim White and Black Lace together at last. So, anyway, thank you for everybody's suggested clips that were played this week. They were Charlton, Alan Jenkins, Adrian Wingate, Joe T, Bob from Arbroath, Eddie Smith, John McGooner, Roger in Durham, Kenny, David Ball, Jack Taylor and Sam Hughes.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.